sitting down, Jesus said, to be first, must be last, and the first one. He took a child and he placed him on, taking the child to them. Whoever welcomes one of these little children welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes me, but one. John, we were driving out demons. We told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus. No one who doesn't believe can in the next moment anything bad about me. For whoever is not is for us. I tell you, give you a cup of water because you belong to will certainly be rewarded. Causes one of these those who believe to stumble, which for him is a millstone his neck, and they into the sea. Salt is, but if it loses its salt, how can you make it have themselves and peace with each other? The gospel praise you, O Christ. Let's read together on
I believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of Mary. He suffered Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended on the third day. Rose again, he ascended into heaven, and seated at the right hand of God. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of sins, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the living. Amen.
This morning, is entitled, I'd like to take our time to just overview it, some gathering that I attended and fits in. We are here at your church in the gathering in Frisco, Texas, our and we had a number of speakers that took a look at who the Lutheran in mission Christ is, and if you could advance one. The LCMC acronym, and I'd like to take a few moments, as the speakers did at the gathering, to take a look at what it means and how it impacts churchness here on the North Shore. The word now in a national age. And in many ways, we as Christians have understood that it's much more important what we have in common with different denominations that separate us. And so, from this perspective, Lutheran, our congregation, refers to our heritage, particularly the understanding of the Bible. Martin Luther returned to in the Reformation of the 16th century. So what are some of the key points of that? Well, the first is the idea of justification. We believe that we are justified. We are made and before God by His grace, our faith in the death and resurrection in Christ. Of the gospel and the opposition that Lutherans hold states the church or falls. 2, 8 through 10. For by grace through faith and the church falls. It is a gift of God, not a work, that anyone should do. For we are His created in Christ for good works, prepared beforehand to walk in them.
is the relationship there in Ephesians. Paul tells us that we are saved. We are through faith. It's a gift of God. The Reformation jumped into the idea that we climb the ladder to heaven, and for those who work to try really hard, that sort of gives enough ladder up the rest of the way. But that's not part of the gospel. The gospel says that we can't do it on our own. But it's not about trying to a little bit. It's about the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And our faith. And where do the works come into play? They only come into play, as Paul says here, after we understand the grace that we've been given, we then respond to do the good thing that he's planned for. The second thing is Lutherans is the difference between the law and the gospel. And these, of course, are related to each other. The law is meant to convict us, meant to show that we cannot live to the expectations of a glorious God, but that we are dependent on Jesus for our salvation. So there's a problem between law and gospel. It's about hammering the law. It's about understanding what God's expectations are, that we can only be righteous before God through Christ Jesus and the grace that we've been given. Sometimes we refer to the cross in a Lutheran understanding of the gospel. Now, what does that mean? Well, all that means is that we look to the cross. We look to the compass the 2 weeks ago. We keep the cross in mind as we walk, submitting to Christ's finished work on the cross. And finally, Luther understood that all simultaneous saints in this we're never going to achieve perfection. We can't in and of achieve anything. All we can do is depend on him. And are we going to mess up? And so, we return to the cross, we return to the finished work of our Savior. In way, you might recall that our understanding of fellowship with Christians of all denominations should be where Jesus puts it. What Jesus in our reading today? A cup of water. And need to understand that message to share. But that doesn't mean that we can't share in fellowship with other Christians. Jesus said, if you give a cup of water, he will be rewarded. So we have to keep that in mind and continue forward in our talk. The third part of our name, as the Elsevier congregation, is Christians. Well, we are a congregational association, Lutheran congregations and mission professionals. 85% of the 900 that make up LCM states and Canada are smaller than 250. So, we're a church. We aren't a gathering with some specialists. We are an association of small congregations, each serving our individual communities. It was really interesting to think of the fact that our impact on our congregations on our community, those can be huge. LCM has no bishops. We don't recognize the biblical position. Here we recognize interchangeable with an elder. The bishop as an overseer only came about when the church became an official organization.
organization, empire under Constantine, when it was endowed with buildings and income, and power corrupt. The Christian leaders before Constantine were recognized, in many cases were recognized for faith. After Constantine, they were often ladder climbers after wealth and power. And in our lesson, Jesus confronts his disciples over their arguments about who is the greatest. It could be sort of a story. In verses ahead of time, I recall that we're up, a few of them up on the mountain to witness his transfiguration. Now you can just imagine along the road, and Jesus had told them not to say anything to the other disciples. So you can just imagine walking around the road, talking to each other, saying, wasn't that really? And weren't up on the what? What did you guys do? They said, oh, it's perfect. And eventually this conversation about, you know, who's the best to go up with Jesus. Who's better than you? And they're better disciples, more disciples. And eventually, who's the greatest amongst us? The FTMC, another one of the ideas that Luther had of CR. And then priesthood of all. Jesus says in his first epistle, you also are being a spiritual house, a priesthood to spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Christ. And he continues, but you are a chosen, a royal, a holy nation, your own special. Ourselves to be all believers. We can access God directly like the priests of Israel, who are the only ones who spoke directly to God. We can speak for each other in such a way. We can minister to each other's needs. Remember the stretcher bearer? We are priests to each other. I'm not special. I'm happy that you to lead worship and preach the word and minister the sacrament. But you are the priest. You are the priest of all believers. Now, Jesus, a high priest, is the one who sacrificed himself. He is the sole mediator so you have access to him. Protestants understand we have the where we can ask God. And one of the differences is always that we think in terms of the Bible for ourselves. But there's no reason to be with other Christians. But that's not really what he intended in the priesthood of all believers. What he intended is that we're accountable to each other. We're not accountable to a hierarchy. We're accountable to each other, and we grow in faith as we worship, as we study the Bible, as we pray together, as we sing songs together as a family of faith. It's a call to individualism. It's a call to consequences for the congregation of the church. The first is that we are in the church. What does the church? Well, we don't need a church just for ourselves. We need a church to others. Jesus says at the end of Matthew's Gospel, therefore, and make all nations, them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to do all things that I've commanded. And so, I am with you even to the end of the world. And in the chapter of Acts, but you shall be the Holy Spirit, and you shall be witnesses to Jerusalem, and Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So we are called to congregation. That means plan and achievement in the Great Commission share the gospel just as much as to serve the needs of each other. Jesus said, and be. Be a part of that. We believe that we are fulfilling His great commission in its entirety. Be a part. Act. Jesus says, in a local mission, one city. We can say, in He says, Judea and Samaria. That's our surroundings. So we could say, in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in the United States. And then He said, in the world. The people that we vision that we saw. To say, people would just type themselves and leave a book. They are our mission, but not just numbered, beloved of God. There's a story that a gathering that I thought in one of the past, a lot of churches have a model of mission. So the sits in the shed. And from time to time, old farmers, they go out and rub up the and they get it going. The lights and they get the and everything's rubbed up. They sit inside the car, how great it is to come. And they talk about what combining is and work combining. And then they shut the combine outside of the house and have a cup of coffee. Not really commission. If we actually get out there, we can talk about it all Sunday morning, the combine, but unless we drop the barn and harvest the wheat, we're not actually fulfilling the commission. So I challenge you this amongst your neighbors. Can you talk to Sunday? Each and every one of you. Somebody in your neighborhood, somebody in a house, somebody just down the street. Maybe it's that you've been meaning. I want to be missional this week. Share the gospel. Invite somebody to join with you. 50 to 80 of us, 500 to 800, talk to you and show. That means we've got a mission. 50 people. Invite to church next week. We can be comfortable with them. Because if we really believe that Jesus died and rose again for our sins, and that's exciting to us, that that's life abundantly, then we need to share. If Christ rose from the dead, we're the most to be pitied. We're wasting our time every Sunday. And that's what we share. And finally, mission fulfilled. Jesus said, reading this morning, that we are to be salt. In Matthew's gospel, you are the bread of the earth, but it loses its flavor be seasoned. It is then good for you, but to be thrown out. Underfoot. I forgot what this meant. Salt in the first century was always made by going and getting water out of the sea or some ocean someplace. And it was taken, the salt water was, it was left for the water to evaporate. And anything dissolved would be left behind. And then that was scraped off. And most of the majority of what gets scraped off is salt. And that's what people salt. There's not anything in that pan. Into the salt, the salt, a whole bunch of calcium, you know, the white stuff that water and makes skin. think of it in the ocean as well,
but in the Mediterranean.
And so, when we were making salt, we tasted the salt, a whole bunch of or sodium, a whole bunch of calcium lime. It didn't taste like anything. Sometimes it was raining, and the houses in the Middle East are not very waterproof, and the water drifted wet. The salt would be the first to dissolve back. Again, when you're trying to clean your bathtub or toilet, it doesn't dissolve very easily. And the saltiness would be okay. And what would be a white powder, but it wasn't salty. So, Jesus, let's first talk about saltiness, and let's come back to that. Primary uses of salt is medicinal. It's an antiseptic. It in history was used to heal diseases of the mouth. We use that today. We got times for a sore throat. It was used. So we are called to be salt. We are called to heal the brokenness of to bind up wounds. Preserve food. Meat is if you were living in the before refrigeration, the only type of meat were fresh meat, just killed meat, or salted meat. A brine solution, water and meat was the bacteria would be and it would survive months without us. Us that we are in our to help, to prevent destroyed or spoiled. We are meant to be agents of protection and rescue. So is necessary. We might want to save too much of it. But the reason for that is out such good food. You think about it, but just not without a little bit of salt or popcorn, no salt. Is good. Salt, the flavor and everything. It's been called the pieces for that. It draws out the flavor, makes things better. That we are to be the everything we is in, everything as his body should be better for having touched it. We should bring up the world around us so that by time good works to our family, by your you call forth to shine. You need to be salty. Return to Ephesians. God prepared us works so that we who are in our church with our saltiness. We don't want to calcium carbonate Sunday morning. We want to be who are by grace through faith, standing in the footsteps of Paul, Martin Luther, Thomas Nielsen, Hauge, and others. We want to be living in service as the priesthood of we want to be people. We, Christ, do not exist only with our neighbors and our world, and we are living out to be the salt of the earth, to be salty Christians who seek to heal what we see all around us, to preserve and restore creation and invention, and bring out the good in us so that we can glorify God because of what we do. that's who we are. As members of congregations and missions of Christ, as members of